Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk about when it's time to bug out. I don't know. Sometimes you got to make a decision. Do I leave work? Do I stay at work? Do I not go to work today because things are looking bad? This could be riots. This could be sometimes it's even just a feeling and something you just kind of are like, you know, things aren't right. And when to do that. Also, you know, things like, you know, you can't maybe prevent against like an earthquake or, you know when things are coming like that. But you can, you know, maybe see when weather's coming bad or hurricanes moving in, it's going to hit later today or even snow, you know, something like that. And then also I want to take it to the next level of when are things so bad that I don't forget going to work, I need to get out of my house and I need to go. That could be because riots and I live in the city, or it could be because a hurricane's coming and, you know, the governor's saying it's time to go, or just, you know, it looks like it's going to get bad. You know, you sometimes have to make decisions and it's not always easy. Sometimes the paycheck and, you know, the things that we depend on, or even just keeping the cohesion in your family, you know, keeping the kids happy. Oh, you said we could go to soccer and whatever, or, you know, whatever. Or maybe, you know, your wife, oh, you're overreacting and, you know, something like that. You have to weigh everything in the balance in your life. And, you know, there's a time to know, you know, I mean, so I guess my thought is, one, if we kind of prepare our family for these kind of things, tell them the signs that concern us when things are going okay, then when things start to get bad, they'll be like, you know what, this is what we talked about. These are, you know, some legitimate concerns. And, you know, and also by not overreacting all the time, we can kind of get everybody on the same page where they say, hey, you know what, he's had good judgment in the past, so maybe it's time to listen or take it seriously. So that's it. I mean, first, I kind of wanted to talk about like going to work and, you know, when do you go to work or decide it's time to come home from work? And so, Kevin, what are your thoughts?
Well, when I was up here in the Northeast, we get some serious snowstorms. And I know I've had to deal with that in the past as far as going to work and, you know, with the way weather prediction works here in this country now, it's really well. You pretty much know when a big storm is heading your way. And, you know, sometimes it means, you know, I'm going to leave, go to work, you know, 6 hours early today. get up at, you know, midnight, get the work done, and get back to the house before the snow really starts in. But, you know, sometimes you're expecting, you know, 1 to 2 inches, and you're at work, and you look outside, and you realize there's already 6 inches on the ground, and you got another 4 hours of work left. Maybe it's time to think about, you know, how you're going to get out of there, how you're going to get back to your house. Or, you know, sometimes with things like that, you might have to suck it up and hunker down at work for the next 24 hours. You know,
but
sometimes
I like to be home because Netflix.
Netflix, right? And your family. You don't want to. You don't want to be stuck at work.
Well,
and
yeah, there's my family at home too. In. Yeah, right.
Your family's snowed in, and the power goes out, and you're not there to, you know, make sure everybody's doing things the safe way and keeping things warm and doing whatever they have to do.
Right.
The generator run, whatever it is.
That's it. Know? I mean, that does, you know, sometimes when, you know, oh, the power went out at home and you're like, oh, I'm not there to help out and, you right. know, set the generator up. And yeah, I mean, you know, you should kind of cross train and make sure everybody knows. But, you know, I mean, that's the kind of things that come up. There's always something, you know.
And, you know, there's a big difference if you're, you know, you're at work and you've got, you know, big four-wheel drive. And your wife is at work and she's got a Ford Focus that, you know, can't handle a half inch of snow. There's a big right. difference between those two.
Now, I mean, exactly. One of the things, though, that, you know, kind of made this come to mind and got me thinking about it was that, you know, there's a lot of riots and bad things happening in the world right now. And, mm-hmm. you know, driving through that and going to work is scary and troublesome.
Right. A lot of people, a lot of those protests shut down major roads. And that's not a, you know, that's not a big deal. You're 15, 20 minutes late to work. You know, you made a mistake, got on the wrong road, and it's bumper to bumper and you can't go anywhere. But, you know, that sort of shit is a big, it's a lot different when you're stuck on the highway. And there's right. a hurricane coming, and you would have been better off staying in your house. At least there you have everything together. But now you're in your car and you're stuck on a, you know, in a parking lot on the throughway, and you got nothing except for your kids and your wife in the car. And, you know, you're kind of up shit's creek at that point.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, I understand the idea of, well, I want to see which way the storm goes, because, you know, maybe it's going to turn out to sea or whatever. And maybe we won't have to bug out. Maybe it's all for nothing. Or maybe it's going to turn for the worse. So you do mm-hmm. kind of want to wait to the last minute. Like, I understand that logic, that feeling. So, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of things to take into account. You know, you have to decide what's right for your family. And that's pretty much how it goes. And you have to decide what's right for you. You know, if you're way inland and where you are doesn't flood, or, you know, and you know you're usually pretty safe, well, that's going to weigh differently than when you're right on the coast or, you know, in the beach house that's, you know, going to get slammed. And you need to, you know, understand what the reality is for you and your family and how prepared you and your family are. So that's all something to take into account. And, you know, realize when you, you know, when you make these decisions. Now, as far as the riots and the crazy world we live in, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like if you're in Portland, you know, like you said, maybe you take the different route to work. Maybe you take, you know, a more scenic, you know, casual drive to work. I mean, that's a thing. And that's why, you know, people always talk about, you know, keep your gas tank full, whatever, because you don't want to be like, well, I only have enough gas to get home if I drive through the riots and all the gas stations are closed because of the riots.
Right, right.
That's a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why people talk about, oh, you should never be without a half a tank of gas. Well, there's a reason right. people say that, because you can get caught where, you mm-hmm. know, hey, because, yeah, I mean, you know what? I went through this exact thought process the other day where I was like, you know, I really like to keep enough gas in there that, you know, like a half a tank. So if things come up, but I was like, you know what? I have enough gas to get home from work. So I don't even need to think about it because I know I can get where I'm safe. But what if something came up and I couldn't drive that way? Believe it or not, last night while I was at work, one of the highways that's probably, I mean, no joke, it was probably 5 miles from where my work is. Somebody was shooting at all the cars on the highway. And yeah, exactly. And, you know, they ended up actually catching the guy. And the article, I mean, it's actually such a news story right now that the article says two people were injured. So I kind of think one of the people is the guy who was doing the shooting.
Uh-huh.
Because they chased him to a car crash.
Okay.
And, you know, so, you know, who knows? And, you know, I would think if he actually shot somebody, that would have been something they would be reporting on. You
right.
know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Not two people were injured sounds dramatic, but some two people were injured and one was shot, you know, in the arm. That's more dramatic. And I know news likes to sell things, you know?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if I was in my car and somebody fucking shot my car, put a bullet hole in it.
Quite a few cars. Like
some words. Somebody would die. Whether it's me or him, somebody's gonna fucking die and shoot my car.
And that's the thing. But I mean, that's enough to motivate you to, hey, I think I'm gonna go home a different way. Or right. I think, you know, they even shut down the highway for the little bit of the section, but actually not really. They just kind of chased him out of town. They actually, you know, it was cool. They chased him into the next state.
Oh, good.
Crashed him up there. Yeah. So that worked out kind of well. But the next state, you know, kind of near the border. So it worked out. But anyway, you know, who knows? But so these are things, though, that can come up unexpectedly. You know, you don't realize all the things that, you know, can throw a curveball in your game. And these are the things we need to be prepared for. You know, we talk about having the 72-hour bag in the car. Well, you know, maybe having to hunker down at work, but having some food and whatever is not a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, you're not wearing dress shoes and, you know, you've got some backup sneakers or some backup boots. You've got, you know, you don't have to sleep on your desk in a suit and tie because you brought some gear with you and you have it in the trunk. That's great. And, you know, another thing is that, you know, a lot of people count on their GPS and their phones. All right, I have to take a different route. So let me just go on my phone. I'll look up the GPS and I'll see what the best alternate route is.
Right.
But a lot of people don't remember after September 11th, phones weren't working in New York City. The telecommunications
GPS, texting, nothing. You were done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, it was. You know, I know that was our government looking out for us.
Right. And if you're going to work every day, you know, the same place, same route to and from work, you know, you should change it up a little bit. You know, take a couple of scenic routes. See where those roads that you think go around, maybe they're dead ends and you don't realize that until you're stuck down there. It's good to figure that out when you're not in emergency. Then, you know, when you're
figure it out when you're not running late for work. I've definitely, you know, when I'm reasonably new to the area. If you guys been listening to the podcast, you know, I've only been here almost a year now, but somewhere after about 4 months or actually. So I only moved into the house I'm in, which is, you know, pretty far away from where I was staying in January. So I was going to work, you know, a month or two after, and the road was detoured. And out in the country, there's not a lot of roads, you know.
Yeah,
so
not a lot of alternate routes.
Like when you're in the city, oh, I'll go over a block and go around it. No problem. I'm like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Which way do I go? Because I don't know which way is going to have the fastest, you know, intersection that's going to get me back onto the roads, you know, where I'm trying to go. And I ended up having to drive. It turned out it was the fastest way, but it was still like 10 miles out of the way. And that, you know, oh, now I'm late for work. But what if it's something more crucial than being 5 minutes late for work? Like I'm going to run out of gas and then I'm walking home.
Right.
You know, that's kind of a bigger deal.
Right.
With these detours.
When it's a 20-mile detour and you were banking on getting gas the next morning.
Right.
Then you're kind of Foxville, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's something to take into account. Also, you know, wanted to touch on the stressfulness of, all right, so you only have a little bit of gas and you decide, you know what, I am going to go through the protests and whatever, because I'm going to kind of drive around that block and hope that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And then you find yourself in the bad situation. What right. do you do?
Because those situations change fast on the ground. You know, the block that's safe 5 minutes ago might have fucking, you know, 30 people in there throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks the next, you know, the next minute.
And that's, you know, something I did see on the internet. One of the stupid memes somebody posted that more Americans would rather drive through protesters than be dragged out of their car and beaten up by mobs. So,
yeah.
That's been my experience. You know, but how about we just avoid that situation altogether? You know, that's the whole.
And you know, let's keep in mind also that running over human bodies is not the best traction. You know, you might get hung up on somebody.
Not good.
Depends
traction.
On how high your suspension is. If you're riding a low rider, man, you might get stuck on that dude's head.
Well, there's that. It's just bad for the vehicle. I mean, you might, you know, what if your muffler's hanging a little low? Uh-huh. I mean, there's a lot of things that can get damaged, and you got to realize, you know, it's hard on the
running
vehicle.
Over
yeah,
people is not.
I'm driving
the
pickup truck with the 33-inch tires, not a problem. I'm driving the little Pontiac that sits 6 inches off the ground. It's a little different. You know, these all should weigh in to when you're driving home. You know what you're going to do. So, all right. So you get the idea. You don't want to be ripped out of your car and you know, deal with chaos. It is such a scary thing when you find yourself basically helpless in a situation. And I mean, I know you're like, well, I'm never helpless because I have a gun. Well, I tell you what, when you have a handgun and you're driving in a mob of 20 people that are all smashing against your car and your liberty and freedom are at stake if you decide to shoot the guy smashing in your window, you know, it's not exactly putting you in a good situation. And, you know, it's better to think about it, these things beforehand and make a decision, you know, of how you're going to approach things. So that's all. So I'm just saying, think about what you're doing. Think about when you leave, when you get home, and, you know, whatever. Now, let's look at the flip side. So now you're home and you're safe with your family. When do you decide, you know, hey, I'm not safe in my home? You know, you're thinking it's my castle. I got an AR-15 and, you know, maybe you're hardcore and you have an AK-47 and a bandana.
Food for weeks.
You know, whatever, right? Ooh, you're good to go.
Shit.
Yeah, with a bandana. That's that's the key. I thought you might have missed that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, these are, you know, all options, right? But now, if you live in Portland, would you bail out now? Would you have bailed out 3 weeks ago? Or would you have probably seen this coming and bailed out like 7, 10, 20 years ago? I don't know. When did it go bad in Portland?
That would have been the smarter decision.
I feel like a long time ago, right? Was the right
feels
time.
Feels like it's been bad a long time.
It's like, oh, I live in Chicago. Should I bail out, you know, right before? Well, no, you should have bailed out a long time ago.
Should have left. Should have left Chicago.
That's all
New York
I could
City.
Tell you. New York City.
Should have left a long time ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are all things to decide. But all right, so bottom line, if the riots and things are happening, I mean, we can kind of see things are escalating and the sprawl of the violence and the chaos is like spreading, you know, from area to area, and it is slowly expanding. You know, you need to decide. Now, obviously, if you live in the heart of the city and you're in Portland, it's time to go. You know what? Say, you know, I don't care that I have a lease on my apartment or I don't care that whatever. I'm going to go start over somewhere else because it's time for you and your family to not be exposed to that because you're not in control when you're surrounded by chaos. And that's that's basically the deciding factor right there is, when am I not in control? You know, right now, the world we live in, there's always the possibility, you know, somebody will try and carjack you or some jackass will be shooting on the highway. But for the most part, these are things that we can deal with, because if we're alert, paying attention, we can avoid trouble areas, or we can, you know, kind of see things coming and, you know, kind of make decisions appropriately to move in the right direction. But the more things get out of control, then by definition, you become not in control. And if you can't control it, and that's the thing. So with your property where you live, are you going to be able to control your street? Are you going to be able to shut it down at the end and say, hey, nobody's coming on our block, and you rally your kind of neighbors together? Now, do you lose control if all of a sudden after that goes on for a week, you and all your neighbors have no food left? Now, are you still at the point where somebody can go out on food runs? One of your neighbors can go to the grocery store and come back with supplies for everybody. Then you may be able to hang on control. Now, do you reasonably believe that things are going to get better before, you know, you run out of food, or are they not? You know, how long can you sustain with what you have available to you? And that's kind of how you need to make these decisions, you know, but also, is it going
to
escalate?
I've talked to a lot of people too.
Go ahead.
I talked to a lot of people too, that they're planning on bugging out, but they don't have any bug out plans. Like, I'll just go up to the woods. I'll just go live in the woods. Come on. Don't be stupid. You have to have an idea of where the fuck you're going. You know, not all of us, you know, can afford an extra house up in the woods. Not, you know, a lot of people don't have an alternate location where they've got food stockpiled, where they've got, you know, firearms, ammunition, all that sort of stuff, you know. And just going to Aunt Betty's house that lives in the suburbs, you know, that might be a terrible decision too, because now Aunt Betty's fucked also, because she got 10 people in her house and, you know, nobody brought food with them. So when you're bugging out, you definitely want to come up with a plan and an alternate plan to where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, and what you're going to do when you are there.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing. You need to weigh, all right, wherever I'm going, am I then going to be in control? Is this going to be a benefit, or am I still going to be facing, you know, compromise? Like you said, you show up at Aunt Betty's. You don't know what Aunt Betty's neighborhood looks like right now because your cell phone hasn't been working. And, you know, are you going to be able to bring supplies now? If you live in Portland and Aunt Betty lives five counties out, you know what? Aunt Betty's is probably a pretty good chance, and I'd get the hell over to Aunt Betty's. But, you know, I mean, these are the things you need to weigh and decide. You know what? Getting, you know, once somebody gets hurt or damaged or, you know, scarred for life by, you know, some traumatic event, you can't undo these things. And, well, yeah, but going to work one more day and whatever. But I think you also need to take the steps in your life that you're not going to be so desperate for that paycheck. That, oh, if I miss, you know, the overtime this week, I'm not going to be able to pay the mortgage and do anything. You know, I mean, you need to kind of, and I'm not saying you need to, oh, well, it's magic, just whatever. I'm saying start putting things aside to prepare. Start putting some food aside so that you will be safer. Start taking the steps, you know, a little bit of security on your house as far as, you know, maybe a beefier front door or, you know, better locks or, you know, secure your yard or talk to your neighbors. You know, take the steps that'll make you more prepared so you don't find yourself in a desperate situation. And that's really what it's all about, is how can I avoid myself from, avoid from finding myself in a desperate situation. And that's, you know, what we need to be doing. We need to be constantly looking and, you know, seeing what we can improve and what we can do so we don't find ourselves getting stuck. And sadly, that means paying attention to the news a little bit here and there and kind of having a little idea of what might be coming and what's going on around us.
Right. I think a lot of the issues that happen day to day can cloud our judgment, you know, when something unusual happens. You know, I go to work Monday through Friday every day. So, I mean, this isn't going to stop me. This little thing, this is weird. You know, we'll wait till tomorrow to go to the store because things are a little bit chaotic in town right now. And, you know, a lot of these things, you kind of overlook them because, you know, because it's not that big of a deal right now. But you need, when shit like that starts happening down the street, you know, you need to kind of keep in mind, start making the plan, double check your get home bag, double check your bug out bags, double check the location, you know, the routes you might be wanting to take, and just keep your eyes on things. Just being ready for a situation that could escalate quickly, you know, like you were saying about the hurricanes. You know, the hurricane might go a different way. We can wait and see, but it also might bump up to a Category 4 before it hits you and give you a direct hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need to be able to, on a, you know, when something like that is brewing, you need to really keep your eyes on things to be prepared for, you know, a last minute change in plans.
Now that's it. I mean, I don't want to bore you guys. I don't want to, you know, beat a dead horse, but you know, you need to be paying attention and you need to have your preps and your stockpiles ready. You need to prepare. And maybe it's not just food or extra ammunition because, you know, ammo was going to go up and, you know, get out of control, or you couldn't buy 5.56 ammo anymore or whatever. These things, you need to be aware and you need to be taking the steps. And when you find that, oh, you know, I never bought a gun, and now bullets are impossible to get and everything's whatever, you need to take the next steps of, well, what else can I do to protect my family? And that's it. You need to keep moving forward with your preps to, you know, hey, you know what? But I can buy food and make sure whatever. And I can also, you know, take care of whatever nonsense you need to take care of to make your house a little more secure, or up your OPSEC, or maybe, you know, learn some other ways to defend yourself. But the bottom line, you need to constantly be thinking and moving forward. And I'm not saying we don't enjoy life. You know, that was one of the things I saw Hamish, you know, posted on the, in the Prepping Badass group. He's like out with his dirt bike and whatever, and he's, you know, out enjoying the day. You know, that's part of why we do everything we do, is so we can live the awesome life and have a great time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it's all about. We want to have a good time. We want to enjoy life. We don't need to spend every minute being chaotic and, you know, oh, I got to get more food. Oh, I got to work more so I can buy more bullets. Oh, I got to do this. I got to have, you know, $10,000 in the bank so if I lose my job or whatever. It's not about that. It's about being aware. It's about paying attention and just not ignoring things as life goes on, you know? Just embrace it, have a good time, and, you know, just pay attention and notice when things are changing around you. And when it's time to pay attention, you know, focus up and, you know, really do what you need to do and protect your family. Realize your family's safety is more important than, you know, going out and getting ice cream or doing something different from your kids. But you should also talk to your kids so that they understand this kind of thing. And understand that, hey, you know, my dad wants what's best for me, so he's going to do what we need to do, you know. And I know we made plans and we thought things were going to go a certain way, but, you know, sometimes things don't. And if you're pretty consistent in life, people will understand when life throws you a curveball. So that's what I got on that.
Right.
Now, you know, we have some cool sponsors like TacPack. That actually have a lot of that AR-15 gear that you've been looking for. They actually have a lot of that in stock. And you don't get the selection like you're not choosing, but they see what's available and they send you some really cool gear every month. And, you know, how can your wife complain if, you know, it just comes every month? I mean, you know, you're the victim, right? It's kind of like Black Rifle right. coffee, you know? I mean, it's not like I went out and bought mm-hmm. coffee. It just comes every month, you know? It's a subscription. Uh-huh. I'm the victim. So, you know, if you use the mm-hmm. code BADASS, they also send you some cool shit. So that might be something you might want to look into. There's a lot of other cool things. You guys know we have some cool t-shirts and some cool gear, and you have the opportunity to win a badass Bowie knife if you post pictures of you and your gear up in the Facebook group, and we'll kind of use some of that to promote the gear and let people know, you know, what's going on. So you might want to get in on that. That's what I got. You good?
Yeah, well, one thing I would say is that we've gotten a couple more downloads lately, which is
numbers
good.
Are up.
You know, more people are being aware of you know what's going on around them, and that you know they might have to set a little bit aside here and there for an emergency situation, because emergencies seem to be happening a little bit more often lately.
It does seem that way.
Know, things are certain products are harder and harder to find, and but. What I'd like to do is just ask you guys there if you want to help out the podcast. A good way to do that would just pass it on to some friends. You know, if anybody, if you're talking to somebody and they ask you about your badass gear, about your t-shirt or your face mask or your flag that you're flying, just, you know, pass along the podcast. Spread the word a little bit.
Well, with that, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
Spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Join Captain Justin Leake and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.